الله تبارك وتعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان في خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب وقال تبارك وتعالى ايضا اليوم اكملت لكم دينكم واتممت عليكم نعمتي صدق الله العلي العظيم يا respect brothers and elders, as usual I am not in a position to deliver the speech in English. Inshallah, I think I can manage this time. You have to be tolerant and patient on this language problem. Inshallah, facts will help to understand the subject, inshallah. First, before talaq, before the topic, we have to understand about beauty of the Islam. Beauty of the Islam. As usually we are saying, Islam is not a religion, this is a life. This is the way of life. Whatever the area we are facing right now or in future or in past, the solution is there in Islam. This is a religion talking about the solutions. Whatever the concept, whatever the situation, whatever the crisis, you can find the solution in this religion. Somebody was telling today morning, Mustisar, before you talk about the talaq, you have to talk about the nikah. First you have to come to the nikah. This is a byproduct. Talaq is byproduct. Why I took this topic to deliver this speech? It was actually about last December when Brother Fazal Izzuddin asked me the time when Mustisar you can have your time on March today. It was in December appointment. Second thing, topic was nikah. Topic was nikah. But I was thinking last few months from February, rather than the nikah, the most important topic to the audience, to the right now, to the deliver, about the talaq. Because Khalil Malavi, we know our Khali in Colombo district, he was telling in January, from 12th January to 16th of January, within the 16 days, the cases came to his place over 360. How much? Over 360. This all new marriages. New couples. Our elders, our grandfathers, our mother never seen or never heard about the divorce. Now, nowadays what happened? People are asking, are you know the matter? The listening man thinking his talk, he's getting ready to talk about the bomb blast. Listening man, second part is thinking, is talking about the violation in the Iraq. No. Our next door, but when he came, he went for dinner, for walima, that's divorce. This is divorce. This case is divorce. Yesterday one person was telling me, Mufti Sahab, percentage going up rather than the nikah. Rather than the nikah. What's the reason behind this? Today's topic, inshallah, most properly, inshallah, will cover the subject. I'm asking for help from Allah to complete this session. But very humble request, 1.5 hours is not enough. At least 15 hours. At least 15 hours. This is a session just to the motivate. Just give the basic knowledge. But brothers, you have to study the subject. Study the subject. You have to teach it as a student, then you have to become a teacher to your son, your family. First, have to be a student. I have to study this. What is the concept of the talaq? Why now I'm talking about the talaq? What is the steps I have to follow before the talaq? Why happening this? Because it was, this dunya was empty from the talaq. Empty, empty meaning no, no more talaq. What happened? What's the reason? Brothers, be careful. This is a violence, this is a some kind of virus disrupting our life. Peace gone. Can you believe? You have a daughter. To protect her, how much of qurbani, how much of sacrifice you did, you and your wife? How much? Whenever the invitation card coming for the nikah, first thing is saying, I can't come because daughter at home. See? Daughter at home. How we can go? The night function. How we can accommodate, how we can serve a girl? On? No, I will stay here. You go and come. Next day, next time, we'll go and we'll ask from them, apologize. A mother losing her wedding function because it's a daughter. After 20 years, 25 years, 24 years, time came, we are giving in the nikah. Good function, good money. There's a walima and homecoming and there are so many things are going to happen. After 20 days, the boy coming and saying, I'm not comfort with this. I never expect this from her. I would like to come out this. What happened? 25 years, 20 years, with so many sacrifice, they build a building, they build one human, they're giving you in front of the people as a halal wife, as a lawful wife, you can do anything with her. Within the 20 days time, you are saying, I don't like. Just you believe, brother. Just you think, brother. The man and parents, your in-laws, how they will suffer. How they will suffer. You know, if your wife went to labor room, you are in a situation, you are thinking about your wife. But thinking should be the 50%. That your mother, your wife's parents, they are in a position. Allah only knows what inside their mind, what inside their heart. Temperature going up, pressure going up. This is what we are seeing right now. That's why, brother, this is the current violating topic. Peace gone, people are worrying. That's why I am saying, be careful on this subject. This is a topic, Quran talking about this topic in over 250 ayats. How much ayat? Over 250. This is the Quran. Don't take the Quran only for prayers, only for fasting, only for this. Quran talking about the economy, Quran talking about the family concept, Quran talking about the nikah, Quran talking about the talaq, Quran talking about the mihar, Quran talking about the ila. This all product applicable inside the family. As a, in the economic concept, we are talking about the murabaha, mudaraba, musharaka, salam. This, there are so many products to coming out from the family life. Ila, lihar, talaq, khulu. So many concepts. That's why, inshallah, we'll go to the subject. That's why it's very humble request. We have to be at the like, same kind of sessions. Not only the poor days, in the days, public lecturers, on, not only for the man, for the girls also, for the sisters also. I got an email from one intelligent lady, brought me the email. I was discussing with my some of friends last night also. She is very intelligent, because I measured his intelligence by his mail. Actually, she never mentioned his name in the places. But she was telling, don't reply for this mail. And I'm not worrying about your reply. But this is the point. Second thing, she's writing this mail from his husband's mail. She never used his mail also, email and email also. Okay. She's telling, is there any hadith to do the program inside the mosque without the woman? Without the woman. It was practicable in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam life. As a Jummah, as a 4-day program, she was mentioning a lot of things. And no any single hadith, you keep ladies separate and do the program only for gents, only for ladies. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam period, ladies was involved in the war, in the holy jihad also. How you can do these things? You can't create a peaceful nation without this. That was a very humble request. Accommodate us also in these kind of programs. In these kind of programs. That was, inshallah, we'll think about that also. This is a good point. This good argument from her side. We have to be ready. We have to accommodate. Meantime, she mentioning, I know, if we open the door for the ladies, what's going to happen? There are some kind of violations. There are some kind of misunderstand. There are some kind of up and down will be there. But we have to protect that. We have to safeguard by the rules and regulation. We have to put some kind of rules and regulation. Don't make it as a Tarawih prayers. Don't make it as Eid prayers. She mentioned that also. That wise brothers, this is a good thing. I'm giving this idea to the restees of the mosques, not only the Nimal Road, wherever. We have to accommodate, we have to take the sisters with us, not with us, meaning not in here in a separate place. We have to build a message to them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah help to all of us do the things according to the Sharia, according to Islamic law and regulation, inshallah. This is a topic, talaq in Islamic perspective. Talaq in Islamic perspective. Today, inshallah, we will cover the three things, inshallah. Introduction, divorce in other religions, what is Islamic approach regarding this, why is a divorce instead by the man, why Allah has given the talaq only, power talaq in the man's hand only, why is the reason? Okay, what are the reasons for the divorce? This is a more important thing. What are the reasons for the talaq, divorce? Why these things are happening? Other things, categories of the divorce. Divorce category. How many categories are in the divorce? Second thing, seventh, discipline and rules to be obeyed during divorce period. The case on in the court, how you have to be as a human, as a wife, as a husband, as a widow, as a divorcee, how you have to be live. What is Quran saying about that? Finally, after divorce, how you have to deal? There are some in-laws, some sons and daughters who have a relationship, already created, built up relationship, how you have to maintain that. This is a topic, inshallah, I'm going to cover on this subject. First, we have the introduction. Introduction, we know talaq meaning legal dissolution for the marriage. This is we know that this is a long, legally we are going to destroy our relationship. But we built by the Quran, by the Allah's law, we are going to go destroy. Allah hadith, among the lawful things, divorce is the most disliked by Allah. Lawful, but dislike. Lawful. You can do. But Allah's dislike. Sometimes Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did divorce. Sahaba kibwanullahi ta'ala alayhim did. But among the things, this is disliked by Allah. Okay, Quran saying, if you appear that they would
not maintain the limits set by Allah, then you have a right to give the divorce according to the Islamic way, according to the Islamic Sharia. Say, you step, there are some steps you have to take. Not, you are don't, you didn't like tonight, tomorrow morning you can't give the divorce. There are certain things you have to follow. Certain things you have to be, you have to walk on that platform. Then only finally, we take at least 15 months time. How many months? 15 months time. Nowadays, the divorce is in the 15 days. From the date of marriage. From the date of marriage. According to the Islamic Sharia, if you're willing to give the divorce to your wife, it will take at least 15 months time. 15 months. I will come for that point, inshallah. Allah saying, وَمِنْ آيَتِهِ among the Allah's signs, Allah's ayah, He created a spouse for you from among you. Our wife from among us. Not from among angel. They are not another product. Human. Human. Your wife, you also human. Your wife also human. Some goodness with you, same thing. Same kind of goodness with your wife. Some kind of burdenness with you, same kind of burdenness with your wife. This is Allah saying among the sign, among the ayah of Allah, Allah created your wife from among you. Allah saying, I am putting the love in your wife's heart about your love and putting love in your heart about your wife. Yes, we have to think about that. How that? How is that? Your wife can be. You are from Colombo. You never see her. She went to school in Kandy. You are schooling in Colombo. You are doing the business here. Your in-laws are there. No any kind of relationship. No any kind of knowledge about the background of the family. After the marriage, you are saying, I am expecting this girl as my lawful wife. From that day, your heart is filled by the love. Not only about her in-laws, about her family. Saying somebody is coming from Kandy. That girl proposed to you. She is my first cousin, sister. Special love is coming in your heart. You are treating him in a way. Allah saying it. This is my science. When the proposal going on, love is coming. Allah saying this love I am putting. This love not a nature. I am putting. This Allah saying, whenever I want to take that love, I will take. Then things are collapse. Crisis coming. Misunderstanding coming. That means we have to ask every day, every time, every place. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was asking dua for wife. Ana hablana min azwajina wa min zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, O Allah, make my wives for me as a comfort. As a comfort. Not only before marriage. Not only the new couples. Not only the new couples. Everybody, each other have to be prayed. What habana hablana min azwajina. O Allah, make my wife as a comfort for me. O Allah, make my husband as a comfort for me. We have to pray. Quran teaching us this dua. This Quranic dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. Wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. O comfort, comfort. We are people are searching for the comfort. We can get. Some will say searching in the office. It's a girl's in the office. Some search in that piece. Where? In the riverside. Some searching for that kind of peace. Yeah, that they never got inside the house because we have no any prayers. Husband not praying for the wife, wife not praying for the husband. Quran teaching us, you had to pray. Okay, this is the introduction. Okay, this is in the 2002 thing saying about the divorce percentage, but this is in 2002. Now the concept is completely changed. Nowadays,
percentage of the divorce highest country is very sad to say that is Kuwait. That is where? State of Kuwait. State of Kuwait. In a second step, the Middle East countries, Arab countries. I have some case slides. We'll get to know inshallah. This is in 2002, Sweden, United States. Just look for India. Just look for India. Now India is came up. Just go up only more than 2%. How much? 2%. Why is that? Why is that? What is the beauty in India? Why the divorce level is very dumb, very low? In Sri Lanka, I asked from some Khalis to do the what's called about static accounts about this marriage hosteling. Per month, average 600 divorces are going on in around in the Sri Lanka. How much? 600. From that 600, most in the west and the south. In the west and south. What's the reason? That's also coming, inshallah. Okay, this is the thing. Before we go to Islam, just we have to know knowledge about some other religions. People can say, people can value our things if we have some other things. No. I have one car, mashallah, very beautiful car. If you want to know about your car's value, you want to know about others' cars. They have no options. This is a petrol car, this is a diesel, this is more trouble, this is no trouble. This is power steering. It's a no options are with me, good options. For that, first we have to know about other religious divorce. First thing, we are living in the Buddhist countries. We'll go for the Christianity. We are living in the Buddhist countries. Can you tell me, any brothers, what is the concept of the divorce in Buddhism? We are living among with Buddhist brothers. We argue so many things. Just we have to know what is the concept. Especially in Sri Lanka, the concept of divorce in country, in Sri Lanka, they are practicing only British law. Only British law. The Buddhist religion that not approaching the people to get marriage also. To? Not say, approaching people to marry. Leave as an animal. I was thinking, if that is the concept of Sri Lanka, within 100 years, no more Buddhist in Sri Lanka. No more Buddhist in Sri Lanka. Because without the marriage, you can't create a nation. You can't bring the families. I was surprised. This is a fact. This is a fact. Christianity, the Buddhism, not approaching the people to the marriage. If there are no marriage, there are no divorce also. That's why Buddhism is empty from this concept. Okay, Christianity is saying, Christian, this is revealed by Allah in the Bible, Injil, that is saying marriage be a lifetime commitment. You can't divorce. You can't. You can't coming out from it. This is the thing. Marriage be a lifetime commitment. So they are not longer two but one. Longer two but one. They can't separate. Anyhow they can't separate. But say in next slide, if anybody came out from this agreement, this commitment, nikah, and get married again, he is doing adultery. That's why Ahmad Didal in one of his slides, one of his series saying, all this Christianity is a haramical. Because according to your Bible, who's doing the separate again nikah? He's what?
adultery. You all are born that baby in adultery, according to Christianity. But it's a long history how England, Church of England came separate from the Rome Catholic. How the Rome Catholic implement this law in the Roman Empire countries. How came this? This is a long history. I can't go for that topic. This is a topic I have to study to argue with our Christian brothers. This is our beauty of the Islam. This is our Christianity. What is good? Okay, this is a Christianity. We'll go another. This is Judaism. But you can read it. Small, short and sweet word for this, for the Jewish concept. In a Jewism, if you intended to divorce, divorce happened. How? If you intended, just knowing action, your intention is saying, I have to divorce her. Your wife gone. Your wicked gone. You are alone right now. You can intention that also. Where? In Judaism. You can intention. If happened, we all are here without wife. We all are here without wife alone. Definitely. Definitely, brothers. Not a joke this. We are following this law. Definitely we are here alone. This is a Judaism. What Hinduism saying? Hinduism also same concept of Christianity. You can't divorce. You have to maintain that relation. You are bind, you are forceful to be with her. If husband passed away, wife has a one and only solution to go inside the fire. Enna solluvom? Neruppu kudichirundruvome? If husband passed away, but she have option, go to fire, bas khalas. This is the most, there are so many things in English, British law, and Japan law, and Egyptian law from that, before Islam, so many things are there that is not necessary for us. But anyway, we have to know other religious to understand our beauty of the Islam. Okay. What Islam with approach about divorce. Subhanallah. This will take 15 months, huh? Not 15 days. How many months? 15. Okay. Have a look at her. First you have to look. To avoid from divorce. I will explain that. And find about her before marriage. Find. You have to search. Research. Research. Again, again. Second thing, see the good side of her. See the good side of her. As friends we are, I have some side of birdness. If everybody looking for the bird side of the other friends, we can't be a friends. Can you? Everybody looking bad side of others, you can't be a friends. We are enemy. I dislike about this behavior of you. Everybody looking for the others, birds, can't be a pair friends. Same concept. Wife every time being husband's bad side. Husband every time looking, husband's wife's bad side. They can't be a husband and wife. Third thing, advise her. Advise her. Who will advise us? That's the problem. I am smart to advise her. Everybody, keep your hand in the heart and think about this. I am a suitable person to advise her. If you are going to advise her, you have to be the pure, no? You have to be pierced. That's the problem. That's the problem. Advice. This Quranic concept. Second thing, fourth thing, boycott her. Boycott. It's meaning not you are going Hajj, your Umrah, without your wife, going part of Allah. How you have to boycott? That's also a concept coming. Beat her. You can beat. That's how. That's also there. In this five, from 1 to 5, no third party involvement. Issue can't go from your bedroom. This issue can't go from your bedroom. That has to be inside your bedroom. This is things sons, kids also doesn't know about what going. About what going. Kids also have to be aware from this concept. Okay. Sixth one. After this, you step by step. You, mashallah, maintain the things. It's not work outing. You have to go appoint a hakam, tahkim, third party. Third party. From her side, one person. From your side, one person. To deliver the things. What's happening? What is the solution for that? Allah saying about that. If that also not work out, Allah saying the right to you to the first talaq. One time, you have to be separate from her. She will be leaving at your home. You have to go out. You can talk with her. She can't go out from your house. That's also then second talaq, third talaq. Allah saying after third talaq, your wife become a prohibited for you forever. Then the tough conditions are there. After that only you can take as a wife again. That is the concept. This is the stages you have to take place first before the divorce. Otherwise you come abroad, you are saying I don't like you. This is not Islamic talaq. Islamic talaq. You are honorable in front of God. Allah. You have to give the chance. Okay. How you have to look? Subhanallah. All hadith. This all hadith. I am not talking. This all concept from the hadith. How Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? If one of you propose to the woman, and if he is able to look at part of her that motivate him to marry her, let him do so. Hadith is, you have to go with the intention. I am going, see, if that is comfort for me, I am going to marry you. What Quran saying about this? Quran never saying, what your parents are giving to you, you have to take it. What your aunt is giving you, you have to take it. Some ladies are there, their parents are gone in tsunami, they are alone. You have to go and give life to them. Quran never say like that. Quran never say like that. Yeah, in my family, we have one girl, often no parents. See, parents are passed away in the tsunami. I am going to marry her. Islam never say like that. Islam, what say Islam? Islam first, Islam approach on this area. فَنْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ فَنْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ طَابَ طَابَ مَعْنَاهُ meaning what is satisfied you for you. What is satisfied for you. طَابَ لَكُمْ طَابَ لَكُمْ this is Khan's interpretation by any Mufassirin. That is, you have to make interpretation. As I am going to buy a car. So very nice. But only I say, car is okay. But I don't like this light shape. I need a box shape. Right? Somebody will come. You buy the car. Buy what? The box shape. Somebody can say, why man you are buy this one? The round is better, no? Double light. You can say, no brother, this is my behavior. This is your behavior. Some will say, no car without the back. That means the seats. I no need a dicky. What call? Anything like that? Dicky? Push. No need. Somebody have a big. He's saying, I have a state. I have to carry coconut and banana and those things from the estate. That price for the 12 papers I buy. Allah created so many things. This is not a joke, brother. This is not an Islamic. This is a Sharia. Sharia saying, فَنْكِحُ مَا طَابَكُمْ طَابَ. Go and read. Take a Quran and read this ayah. فَنْكِحُ مَا طَابَكُمْ. Raj, somebody has come. فَنْكِحُ مَا طَابَكُمْ.
குரான் You can go and marry. You have to be satisfied. 100%. First thing. Okay. Second thing. Ask about her before marriage. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Harriet Fatima bin Faith. She said, I went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And said, Abu Jum'ah and Muawiyah have proposed to marry me. The Prophet, by way of advice, said that Muawiyah is a very poor. This Hazrat Abu Jahm is bigger for the woman. Please avoid from that. But avoid that. You have to go and search. You have found the problem. What kind of behavior is it? That's why I am saying, for example, just for example, the down south women are not suitable for the up countries. Why? Cultural difference, behavior is different. The wife from Kandy can't tolerate those kind of toughness from this side. They can't tolerate those kind of softness from this side. That's why this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time he was talking about the fadail as-sahaba, virtues of the sahaba, virtues of the who? Ansaris, Madina was it, Ansari. Talking about the virtues of Ansaris, he was telling among the Masjid al-Nabawi, the Majirin, Ansaris, the Medina, the national of the Madani people, they as a my undergarments, very close. This Muhajirin as a outgarment. We have a two things, no? One is undergarment as a vest, and inside, this is outside. Prophet has given the example to the Medina, Ahlul Medina, they are for me like an undergarment. The Muhajirin is as a like an outgarment. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba was very intelligent. They are not going talking behind. In front of the sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, we have some doubt, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have some doubt. Fida an laka abi wa ummi. My father and my mother, I am sacrificing for you. Just, I have some doubt. What? Subhanallah. This is the beauty of the Islam. This is the beauty of the Prophethood. This is the beauty of the companion, Sahaba Kiram, radhiyallahu ta'ala. They never go, and tomorrow we talk about that over the phone, over the mail. No, come and put the matter in front of the speaker. In front of the scholar. You have some kind of view. Go and talk about that with him. Don't talk with the third party. They went yesterday. We have some doubt. Yesterday, today, in the program, when you delivered the sermon, you told Ansari is like this, Muhajiri like this. But in Medina life, last 10 years you was here, within these 10 years, you got married about 9 women. Unfortunately, there are no any one Medina woman. All out. Some from Egypt, some from Jewish community, some from this location, others from Makkah. You never get married any Medina woman. Why is that? This is a very intelligent question. Ask him from the prompt. You are living in Medina. You are talking about virtuousness of the Medina people. You are saying like this, but in the 9 years, the 10 years, in Medina al-Munawwara, you got Hadrat Zafiya, Hadrat Zainab, Hadrat Hafsa, Hadrat Malik Tabitiyya, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Umm Salama, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Among the 9, no any one of Medina women. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad. Sad meaning, he was telling some secret with me. I was concealing that secret with me, but I have a time came right now to open that. I was concealing some kind of secret about this Medina woman. I don't like to talk, but time came to open the truth. Everybody shocked. What is it? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, they are the Medina woman is sariyana rosham udiyavanga, rosham. Enna solradhu? Be proud. Rosham udiya pengal. I don't like to be a husband to those kind of women. Not only the wealth, not only the color of the skin, family background. Prophet ﷺ was looking for the behaviors also. We are Medina, Makkah people. Our hands should be up. This woman's hands should be down. In concept of Medina, this is not workable. Medina woman's hands up. Our hands are down. This is in a hadith, several hadiths, they are supporting for this argument. That why Prophet was saying, I am very clear about this concept. My hand to be up. I don't like to live with a woman. She's environmentally, societally, she's hands is up. This is a fact. That why only I did marry. Prophet was looking for this behavior also. So many things we have to consider. So many things. We have to pray. We have to make istikhara. Pray 2 rakat. You pray 2 rakat, you are expecting to do the dream. This is not istikhara. We'll go, brother. Oh. Okay. Before that, how you have to see her? How you have to see her? Call her for the fixity, MC, in a coffee shop, one-to-one meeting. Or you are informed them, I'm coming this, when Wednesday after 4 o'clock, you will be ready, I'm coming to see you. This is the way. If you call her for the coffee shop, she will come with the makeup. With the lipstick, the so many good uniform, mashallah, look is very nice. What is Islamic approach? What is Islamic way to see her? What Islam saying about that? You are saying informing by the broad third party. Ah, maapalut in the varanga day after tomorrow. Matlapam ready. Banana ready, grapes came, the table full, mashallah, 5 people went, second car coming, husband is coming, car broom is coming to see who, to the girl, she's from out of Colombo, somebody went from Hilton to make up, how much, 35,000 rupees, to back, this what called, hair like this. This is all this. That is, can you believe this? You are in a hurry. You are in a hungry. You are searching for somebody to accommodate you as a partner. You are informing them. They are ready. You are in a hungry. You are in a thirsty. This is a beautiful makeup woman. It came in front of you. What you say? I am okay. This only I was searching.
This is the way. What happening right now? When she came to home, all dressed, changed, the usual things, you are now shocked. This is not time seen in MC. This is something else. Oh, he said, hair is a black, white. Girl will say, husband, his hair is a white. I never seen this. What is the Islamic approach? Islam is never keep us as an offense. To take advice from where? Western society. Islam has given 100% pure way to fellow. You have to see your wife. Wife has no knowledge about you are what you have. Then only you can watch in the pure way. The natural way. You have to see the natural things. Natural color, not artificial color. Natural makeup, not artificial makeup. Natural beauty, not artificial beauty. Okay. Husband and boom went to see. Actually, after that kind of makeup also, husband is boy saying, I have something to think. Then mother saying, we went, we ate a matlab, we ate a valapalam, we ate a matkol, all those things. Now we can say, no? Now he's forceful. This is the things talking in the lighting of the Sharia, Islamic Sharia, by the what is happening right now in the society. You have to see your wife have a no knowledge, wife is blame about you are watching, you have to look on that situation. Meantime, wife have to look you, where, how? You have a no knowledge, she's looking you, on that way. Adana nongolite semvittaravile avashyam illa, adaniya paathukollu inshallah. Okay. See the good side of her. Already explained this Quranic concept. Quran saying you have to live with her in a recognized manner. If you dislike them, then it is quite like luckily that you will dislike something. Allah has placed a lot of good in it. You have to tolerate. You have to see the good side of her. Okay. Advise her, boycott her, beat her. This is the third, fourth, fifth. Allah saying, if you are bearing some kind of problem from your wife, first thing you have to convince them, advise them. Advise. Don't do this. This is not good. We have a child. I am a father. You are the mother. You can take a husband, take a wife, but our children is the parents. Myself and yourself. They have no other parents. We can change it, each other, but our children can't change as a parents to any other body. This kind of advice. Very humble, in a humble manner. In a humble way. Advice. You are advising me today, tonight. You are waiting for the result tomorrow morning. Is possible? You are advising now. You are waiting. You are expecting the result. When? Within the second. No, brother, you have to give the chance, time, to think about your advice. At least 1 month. At least 1 month. You are advising her. She's cleaning, mashallah, she's listening. But you have to give the chance, time, at least 1 month, to think about this, about your advice. You have to give the time. Please, my beloved wife, think about this advice. Think about these things, and still finalize the matter. First, you have to think. Second thing, Allah saying, if this is not workable, within the period of time, you have to go second step, leave them part in the bed, in the house under. You have to sleep with her, but you can't touch her. You have to sleep with her, but you can't touch her. Allah saying again, beat them. If that's also not workable, you can go and beat them. But Allah saying, then
if they obey, if they obey you, do not seek a way against them. If they, mashallah, change their life by your boycotting, mashallah, you can't go to step to beat. If they change their life by your advice, mashallah, after your advice, changes are coming up. Allah is saying, don't go to for that boycott. To stop your advice from that level. This is these kind of things Allah is saying in the Quran. This is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the advice. Quran is a Quranic advice. Now the Western people are talking about the beating. You see the Quran in chapter, in Surah Nisa, on this chapter, Quran saying, men can beat a wife, woman. What is about that? This is out of subject, about beating a woman. In number of hadith, he has concerned the tactics of beating woman. He reported to have good people among you, never beat woman. Never beat? Good people among you, never beat. This is a very serious issue. Don't take your hand up to teach something your wife. Again, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, I would never be any woman in my life. Again the hadith, none of you should beat his wife like a slave, animal. You are like an animal. You are beating. Allah saying, Prophet saying, beating and then have a sexual relationship with her at the end of the day. End of the day, you are treating her as an animal morning hours. You are leaving as a husband and wife in the night. It's possible. Don't beat. Don't take your hand up. Quran saying aloud that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, good people among you never beat a woman. Okay. This all is just here. This is up to five. This is, as I mentioned, this is in between you and your wife. Now third party involvement. Third party. Arbitration. Arbitration meaning you will bring somebody from your family. She will bring somebody from his family. We'll put the matter in front of them. They will take a decision in your life. They will advise you. They will look in your matter. That's also take about 3-4 months time. Not in the one sitting or two sitting, three sitting. They have to study the subject. They have to advise. You have to be patient with what they are advising. This is a arbitration. This is a good thing. This have to be in the society. Somebody allocated for this purpose. They have experience, enough experience. MashaAllah, in family problem, when the problems are coming, they are going, they are sitting, they are advising. May Allah make in our society those kind of people, inshaAllah. Okay. Finally, if that also not work out, after this kind of stage, you have problem, you are facing the problem, wife facing the problem, now Islam giving the opportunity, if the above mentioned stages are not successful, you can't leave. You have a problem. He was advising, he was boycotting, you beat her sometime, but she is changing. She is still on that arrogant, but you have a opportunity. Allah saying, you can give the first talaq, only one talaq. You have to control your mouth. You have to say one talaq, only one talaq. But that also with the conditions. Also with the conditions. Wife should be a clean from the period. Wife should be in a clean period. Because sometime divorce can happen. How? Some kind of problem came because of the period. She has a long period time. You have some kind of problem in the sexual life, you can't wait. For that reason, you can do the divorce. Islam, in one hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised for the husband
don't enter the house in the night time. What's the meaning of that? Don't enter the house in the night.
You are coming from Thailand. Yeah? Thai. All flights are arriving after 11 o'clock from Thai. You came in the immigration, you took about a 2 hours time. Again, you came for the baggage, to take the baggage. All finished after 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock only you start in journey from airport to Pellavatta. You reach at 3 o'clock. You are knocking the door. You see the lot of sceneries in Bangkok. Unnatural scenes. Yes, a human. This is New York. We are not a prophet. Some kind of bad feeling, some kind of bad thing came in your heart. That is burning. That is inside. Process you came at 3 o'clock, knocking the door. Your wife came, how? With the makeup? She's in a situation. She came, open the door. You are very fed up. What I am seeing there, what is here? This is hadith. From that area, the peace going. Coming peace. Don't have to separate. That's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, before you enter the home, you have to inform them. Otherwise, you have no any resources to inform. You have to come to the mosque, sleep in the mosque, inform them by the man, and again go to home. We are making call for the friends, for the all of the world. But for the family? No. No. MashaAllah, nowadays, Alhamdulillah, has given the good opportunity. We have a law, so many things. We can do the MS. I am coming. That's enough. I will be at home, the 3 o'clock AM. She will be ready. She will be ready for welcome. Now I'm approaching this kind of family life. Okay. Second approach, condition, no sexual relationship on that clean period also, to the divorce. This condition only, you can do the divorce in a period time. Okay, you divorced her. MashaAllah, she went for Idda. How many months? This should be 3 months. It's coming, inshallah, how many months? You have to fulfill the 3 months Idda. But on that 3 months, she will be at your home, your house, you are out. You are out. Now you are thinking, 3 months breakfast at Rahimiyas, 3 months lunch in Petra, where? In a shop. 3 months laundry you have to do, 3 months shoe polish you have to do. Now you are thinking, my wife's beauty, she was making laundry for me, she was polishing my shoes, she was cooking for me, she was making tea for me. This is the goodness of her. I did something wrong. Now you are measuring your wife's value. You are measuring your wife's value. You went for the eat something. What called? Omelette or something. You are eating. That is cooked by the old coconut oil. You are using only the table oil at home. MashaAllah, you see. What is the bad smell? I never smell this at home. This is my wife's beauty. Now you can realize what you did. Allah saying, you have a chance for 3 times. If you want, without any legal agreement, you can go back and take your wife as a wife again. No need to pay any kind of mahar. No need to go to Hali. No need to go to anything. This is after first. First, Allah. She will be at your base. You are out. You can go. Then, you did, mashallah, talaq also gone, first talaq also gone, you went, you took her as a wife for, or since Idda period finished, Allah is giving you the, if it is remain unsuccessful after the expecting her, you have to, option to second talaq. You have to option, second talaq. You took her again, in a second marriage, again option, Allah has given to talaq if it is successful. After that, Finally, this is the concept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given final stage for the third talaq. This, by this talaq, your wife become prohibited for you. You can't take her wife for you forever, rather than fulfill five very strong five conditions, five rules and regulations. That rules and regulation given by Allah, after fulfilling that only, you can, this is a very rare, this can't happen. Okay, this is the concept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran. Okay. In the beginning I mentioned, only we know about the talaq. There are so many products to coming out from the marriage life. Only for the husband, there are divorce and ila and dhihar. This is all Quranic product. Quranic product. I am forceful today on divorce only. I am not talking about the ila. I am not talking about the dhihar. Again, there are wife has some kind of option. One is, when you are getting the marriage, you can give the right of talaq to her. She can ask, divorce in my hand, not your hand. Okay, Islam has some kind of, Islam given, mutual consent, a khulur, an arbitrator. This is the concept we discuss about that. This is the way to coming out. We are focusing today only about divorce. Okay, this is a big interesting topic, interesting slide. Why Islam is given the power of divorce in the man's hand only? This power not given to whom? Woman. Why? Why is that? Why is divorce initiated by the man alone? The reply is that the man is the one in charge of the family, and it is born. That born. And he is the one who pay the dowry and the followers until the establishment of the family is built on his own shoulder. Because I am paying for the schooling, I am paying for the dress, I am paying for the food, I am paying for the housing, I am the electricity man, I am the water man, for everything I am. Came, mashallah, after 5 months, 5 years, 6 years, establishment came up. Now you would like to destroy that? You would like to destroy that? This building my father built. My father built. I can destroy this easily. Because I have no any effect. I need a land. If you build it, you have a worry. Islam saying, family is backbone of the man. He's giving all kinds of effect to them. All kinds of things. So he would like to destroy this. But I paid dowry. Dowry meaning? But we are taking that not mahar. Mahar. I have so many, three more presentations. There is not in a point day program I call that, because I need for that the classrooms. Classrooms, 100 people can accommodate. If only be willing to sponsor the program, I am ready to do isha. That is, what is the mahar? Mahar concept. What is the inheritance in Islam? The pull pack. Just need about 18 hours, at least inshallah. Think, but how you have to maintain your property as a will, as a gift to your children. As a will, and as a gift to your children. This is an interesting Quranic topic. Quran talking about this, how you have to mind this. Because this is, we need some kind of calculation. This kind of occasion, we can't do that. That have to be classroom level oriented. On that end, we can understand how Islam saying to manage our wealth, how we have to manage, how we have to treat our girls and boys, sons and daughters, how we have to treat my mother and my father in economical level. This all kind of things like the Quran. But unfortunately, we took our Quran only for Ramzan, only for Hajj or prayers. Okay. Islam has given. Then finally, what is her way to get out from the marriage life? Something
happened for wife. Wife uncomfortable with the husband. Husband has something wrong. So she needs to go out. What is the way Islam saying? Islam has given to her hulu. Islam has given to her hulu. For example, you paid your wife dowry. How much? 20 million rupees. How much? 20 million rupees. It's too much. It's too much. You are paying for your wife. Mahar, how much? 20 million rupees. It's too much. What is the mahar? How much we have to pay? When we have to pay? Why we have to pay? What is the concept of the mahar? Where we have to keep the mahar? That is have to be paid on the occasion of the engagement. This all concept in the Quran, over 26 ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about her. How many ayat? What a subject, brother. Just you have to believe. Allah is talking in the 26 ayah about the mahar. How much we are paying? 101 rupees? This is a Quranic word. This is a word of the Quran. Quran talking about the 101 rupees in the 26 ayah. Quran saying, just for the fairness of the mahar, Quran saying, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Quran saying, engagement finished. You fix the dowry, mahar. But in between the period before her, divorce happened. Allah saying in the Quran, on that time, how you have to maintain your mahar dowry. Allah saying, half you have to give your wife, you take half. How much? In 101 rupees? 50 rupees and 50. You have to take 50 rupees and 50 cents to your wife. This is a Quranic concept. I'll come for that point, inshallah, for another session, inshallah. All right, go on. Alhamdulillah. Right, this is the point. Youngest, had to be care. This is the point. What is the reason for the divorce? What is the reason for the divorce? 600 divorce during the month of January only. What is the reason? What is the solution for that? We have to find the solution and reason. Okay, we'll come. Last. What happened? Uncharacterized spouse. No characterized. This is the white. Okay. Outlook is good. Okay. Money is there. Okay. Vehicle is there. Okay. House is there. Okay. No. Islam has given some kind of, when you are interviewing the person to your office as a secretary, what you are looking for him? Only by his beauty. You are asking what is experience, what's your accounts level, what is your English management, what is your English speaking level, what is your, this kind of, you are searching for something who is suitable for what? Qualification. Allah saying, Prophet ﷺ talking about this, categorize these four things. Okay, second, forceful marriage, subhanAllah. Forceful marriage. Papa saying, or mother saying, this is my sister's daughter, you have to marry. Then only my prayers, my happiness with you. Who saying? Forceful, you can't force anybody. Parents have a noise to force a girl or boy, a son, a daughter to marry this girl. That option Islam has not given to the whom? Parents. Parents have to be quiet. Another slide is there for the youngest, huh? This is for the parents. Another slide is there for the youngest. You have no right to forceful them. This option Allah has given to the boy and girls. But certain condition is there. Okay, we'll come, we'll explain this. Okay. This is for youngest. No happiness and prayers of the parents.
in your location of the marriage, parents are very, very, very sad. Parents are unhappy. No parents dua for you. Parents are saying something by heart. Parents are thinking something by heart. I am telling Allahumma ilani ya children. Wallahi billahi tallahi. You are nikah. In a short term only. This is destroyed. This is crisis coming in your family. Being there. 2-3 years time. This is experiencedly I'm talking. Experiencedly. Okay. This is fourth one. Unawareness of what is the right of husband, what is the rights of the woman. I'm thinking, my wife have to be as a servant girl to my mother. To whom? My mother. A person came from where? Saudi. In a 2 months vacation. He's again. Within that 2 months, all brokers are came to home. He's saying, my flight is when? On coming May 19th, I have to fly. Before that, I have to manage. Please search me as... Somebody went ask, why man, when you are coming again? Coming after 3 years. When you are coming? After 3 years. Then why for you, Sita? Only for 2 months? No, my parents are alone at home. Nobody there to look after them. For this your wife? For this your wife? To look after your parents? That is not their responsibility. Your wife have no any kind of responsibility to deliver tea for you. You have a responsibility to deliver the tea for her. You understand this subject? We have to give the food to whom? Wife, no? How you have to give? Not only the rice and meat. Cooked food, quick food, takeaway food. If she is saying, I can't cook, you have to do food. Cook food. Finally, she is saying, I can't give milk your son, rather than you have to pay what is you are paying for the powder milk. This is the Quran giving the opportunity right to the high wife. This is not a considering thing. Wife has a right to ask, I am giving the food, milk, your son, okay, but you have to pay for me what? Idellam Westerulla, the Western women, if they know the subject, there are no any Christian women. All, inshallah, with the Muslims. Because they are fighting for the peace, no? They are fighting for the what called? Rights. This is first thing before your marriage, what you have to do your wife, what wife have to do for you, this is you have to be understand subject. Okay. This is the one blast bomb. Third party involvement. What? Third party coming. You are leaving, mashallah. One day came your sister. She is saying something about your wife. Nana, are you no subject? Your wife came that day to house. She was talking with the other like this. She did? Like this? Tuk-tuk. Other day, brother come to your home. Nana, you know the matter? Your wife came to my house. She was blasting the sister. She's a very innocent, very innocent girl. You had to do something. You know, Nana, your wife is like this. Everybody feeding you about your wife. You can't tolerate. No third party involvement. Sometime mother coming, sometime father coming, saying something. No brother. Okay. This is a current problem in the world. This is a current problem in the world. Boys are thrill drivers. Girls are PhD holders. Boys are three-wheel drivers, girls are PhD holders. I have an article on this slide from BBC. Search paper. Research paper. Last year, 2008, just you took GCSE all-level exam.
You see all over the exam, highland wise. The three subjects, English, mathematics, science. In three subjects, pass 49%. How many percent? 49%. Fail? 51%. Okay? On that 49, who passed? In the science, the math, and English. On that 49, 70% girls. 79% girls. What will happen? These boys are going as a house driver, as a three-wheel driver, as an employee for the Middle East. They have no any focus, career path. We need the money. They are going for the study in the visa for student visa for the Europe. They are in a McDonald's, KFC, in a that mall, in this mall, coming after how much? 4-5 years with the money, lump sum amount, we are getting money. On that time, this girl, she's saying, I have a double degree on this. I am a PhD holder. I am a this. The problem coming up where? You have to be as a driver for her. She is a doctor. You are the driver for her. This is the problem. In Islamic view, we have to take a solution for this. It comes from the slides. Okay. This is another part. No transparency in life. Transparency from the Islamic bank. Transparency have been within the family also. What you are doing, you have to transparency with your wife. What she is doing, she has a transparency with you. You got an SMS from one, you have to show her. See, will you? I am every day saying, the Kali code for whom? For the husband and wife. The boyfriend and the girlfriend doesn't know any Kali code. Why is that? They have more transparency. They have more transparency. In the life, you are going in second marriage. After 3 months, 3 years, she will know, got to know, your husband has a second one. She is telling, okay, what you did, according to the Sharia right, you have a right Allah has given to do for second marriage. But Allah has given to you a right to something to conceal something to me. Can you conceal something to me? Can you boycott something to me? Why you did this? Then I have no comfort with you. This is a recently happening right now. Girls are saying, wife saying, what you did, that is right. Allah has given to you, you can get a second marriage. But Allah has never say, never advise you, you have to conceal this is your best life. You have to transparency in the life. This is the more important things in the life. Okay. Finally, subhanallah, violating of Sharia rules and regulation, music, miscultural dress code, unlawful over expenses. This all happening. 99% of the divorce because of these reasons. Only the 1% lawful divorce because something, sexual life problem, some kind of problem in the life they are facing, that the solution is have to come as a talaq only. Islam, for that only, 1% lawful talaq. Okay, we'll go to the slides. And characterize spouse. Professor Azman Hadith is false. This all Professor Hadith. I have no time, I have to hurry. Forceful marriage. One lady came the Prophet ﷺ period, she was telling, Ya Rasulullah, my father did a forceful nikah for me. I don't like that girl, that boy, that husband, my husband, Prophet ﷺ. But he did cancel the nikah. He canceled the nikah. Father has no right to forceful, even though girl, but you have to ask from her, from him. This is it. Meantime, girls have no right to choose husband alone. She has to see the whom? Parents. Okay. Subhanallah. No happiness and prayer of the parents. Allah saying, your Lord has declared that you worship none but Him. And do good to parents. Do good to your parents. Mufassirin saying, if your parents saying to divorce your wife, you had to divorce, you can't ask why. You can ask why. You have a 5 baby, you have a wife, your parents came to your home, they were telling, brother, son,
you have to divorce your wife, you have to accept. But parents never saying like that. Parents will say, you can disturb our life, but your life have to comfort. That's the parents. Okay. Awareness of the spouse right on each other. We have to. I explained that. Third party involvement. How we can protect this? Third party involvement, எப்படி protect பண்ணிடும்? What is the solution for this? If you want to protect your life from the third involvement, Quran saying in the beginning, when you are saying, قَبِلْتُ نِكَاحَهَا, I expect her as my wife, you have to say for your in-law, uncle, my house is in this road, on this apartment, on this level, on this house number, this is my house. You bring your wife, your daughter, as a wife for me, and accommodate her with me. From that day, if your bappa want to come inside the house, he have to ask a permission from you. No third party involved. You have to give the house your wife. That is responsibility. Husband's responsibility. Yeah, in Colombo 7, in Havelock Road, in Elibank Road, no brother, according to your financial level. According to your financial level. You have to be the house accommodation to your wife. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed away, he was nothing, inherited anything, but he already given, according to the Quran, house for each wife. According to the Quran, for each wife was holding house. Quran saying, you can give a house for your wife. You can say, this is my house. You are staying with me. What going to happen? There are two things can happen. One, if you divorce her, where she will go? That's the problem. Second thing, you pass it. What going to happen? This house coming as a under inheritance law. Then wife will get how much? 2.5%. If you have a child, if you have no child, she will get a 25%. In a house, she is holding a 25%. She can fight for the ownership. Islam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he married, he was given the ownership of the house to the wife. That is wife's house, not my house. I gifted to him. I gifted to her. This is your house. I am living with you. But gifted me from my side. I am living with you. If I passed away, this is belong to you. This is not coming under inherited asset. As a inherited asset. If I divorce, take it this house and go back. I am going out. You live here. I am coming for that right. But I think time is not accommodative for me. Okay. What is the reason? This is a BBC article. If you can read it, you can take a knowledge. Sometimes, you see, look into the marriage, found about the 40% were unhappy in Saudi. How much? If 10 people get married, 4 people are unhappy. Unhappy. Some people suggest, part of the problem is, Saudi men are unable to deal with the female population. Then they are more educated and associated. There are more professions. In the world, more degree holders, women are living in UAE. Can you get this? In the world, more degree holders, women are living where? In UAE. Financial minister, a woman. This is the problem. They are getting the knowledge. You can't accommodate. You can't treat her as a professional way. You are the three-wheel driver. He is a PhD holder. How can? This can't. This is a problem. Society facing problem. This. No transparency. Okay. violating rules of Sharia, regulation in the marriage occasion. I am saying, brother, don't publicity, don't commercialize, don't make traditional nikah. Make a nikah Islamization. Make your nikah according to the Sharia. Ondo nika kalyana mudipengo according to the Sharia, or you make a nikah according to the Sharia. In a Sharia walima is a very small way. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala, multi-billionaire of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his rima was by one adil. How much? One God. Only one. In the smallest case. We are calling whom? Tax officers. Our invitees for the walima. Tax officer. Custom officer. Who were? IGP. SSP. OIC. These buggers are coming. As the invitees. To the nikah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, this is a ibadah. What is ibadah? No, walima is a ibadah. You have to give this walima to the piety people. If they pray for you, their dua will be accepted. Barakallahu lak. May Allah make a barakah in your life. We are calling whom? Tax officers. To you are not giving the nikah, you are conversation. You are doing the business. In future, tax officer will do something for me. Tax officer will adjust for me something. We are gifting for them. If anybody ulama came, Hazrat, this is receipt table, you can take that one. And the 40 perish are reserved. Yaru ko apa reserved ide? Anga pai saaputi inge vandu paatha yaru tax officer atta ukkandi yaru police car ko ukkandi yaru vera enna அந்த ஐஜிபி உட்கார்ந்து நீக்கியாரு, இந்த எஸ்எஸ்பி உட்கார்ந்து நீக்கியாரு. உங்களோட நிக்காக இல்ல, இந்த நிக்காக மேல போகுமா? இந்த நிக்காக மேல போகுமா? நிக்காகன்றது இருக்கிறே உலமாக்களை கூப்பிடுறதும் அல்ல. நிக்காகன்றது ஃபேமிலிய கூப்பிடுங்க. ஃபேமிலி, யூ கால் யுவர் ஃபேமிலி. இந்த கன்செப்ட் வராத பள்ளியில தொழுகாக்கள் கூடிக்கிறாங்க. உலமாவுக்கு போற மக்கள் லாட், ஹஜ்ஜுக்கு போற மக்கள் லாட். ஆனா பட் we never seen in the society, mashallah, they did nikah according to the Sharia. According to the Sharia. Very small kind. Mashallah, their wealth is very strong enough. Wealth, but mashallah, they did the nikah. Now one, two God, families get together. Mashallah, we prayed for them. Please show us those kind of nikah. Those kind of nikah. Don't make an invitation for the nikah after Asr. Please call. After Asr, when? On Sunday, on Poya day. When? After Asr, when? I am advising you, make your nikah after Fajr without invitation. You go to mosque with your in-law, you get after Fajr. Inshallah, today, my nikah will go in right now. Please, for the half an hour, Elal Mukandu Pong. MashaAllah, who coming for Subah prayers, who prays Subah, if they prayed for you, their dua definitely acceptable. Don't call three peace people for the Asr prayers. They never came for the mosque. They're coming for mosque, what? They are searching. Where's the house? I can't sit like this. They are all over surrounding. Son's nikah going on. Those people are sitting there. They are saying, a good crowd, no? Good crowd? This crowd is worth. You came for Fajr prayers, some miskins, some people, some good, some awliyas, was the mosque. MashaAllah, they prayed tahajjat, they was reading the Quran, they prayed subah prayers with the jamaat. Then you came, you are asking from them humbly, without information, without invitation. Now, right now, my daughter's nikah going on. Please, take dua for me and tolerate, if you can tolerate. Give me the half an hour time, inshallah, will nikah will go in. After that, dua will recite. Please say Ameen. Go. Definitely, I'm saying, brother, your life should be definitely comfortable, inshallah. Make this kind of nikah. This is the intent. Today's program, I'm like, this kind of nikah have to come in the mosques. Not after Asr. Not after Isha. Make after Fajr. You pray tahajjat. You pray tahajjat. Wake up in the tahajjat. 3 o'clock.
pray, inshallah, ya Allah, I'm going for nikah. My life is starting. Ya Allah, make my life comfort. Make my life comfort. Pray in the tahajjud, in the sujood, in the ruku'. Then you come to mosque, inshallah, you will see the peace, you will see the barakah in your life, inshallah. This is the things, brother, Lord, don't violate the sharia rules. Unlawful overexpending. Today, how much? How much? Okay. Subhanallah. Quran saying about the unlawful overexpending. This is all things. If anybody wants, inshallah, in the web, slmuslim.com, you can download it, you can read it, inshallah. I am hurrying because for time is not giving the chance. Okay, categories to the divorce. Divorce by wife will say hulu. Divorce by husband will say talaq. Divorce by specific reason, we will say fasah. So that we have to study this concept. Okay, after the separation, she will be under the one of the following category. Raja'iyya, bainuna tusugra, bainuna al-kubra. Major separation, minor separation. This is all Islamic fiqh. Things all in the Quran. Al-khulu, I already explained this. If you want, if your wife wants the separation from you, but she have to do, for example, you paid a mahar about 2 million rupees for your wife. She got mashal. Now, your money is gone to her. After 2 years time, she is telling, I am not satisfied with you. I am ready, I am willing to go out. Please give me a talaq. Who saying? Your wife saying. Then you are thinking, if she is asking talaq, I have to give. You are willing to give. But you have a problem. You have to go and search other wife. You can't give alone, no? Now you need again mahar. 2 million rupees, you have to give mahar. Already paid for her. Now you are demanding. Quran saying, you can demand from your first wife, if divorce is coming from her side, what I paid for you, please send that money for me. I want to go and get married again. I have to pay my mahar. Give that mahar. On that case only, you can ask from your wife what you paid for her if divorce is coming from your wife's side. That's called khulu. Okay. Raja'iyya meaning I explain this after first talaq or second talaq. First talaq, you given the talaq to your wife. Wife is in iddah period. Before iddah is finished, you can go and take her as a wife again. This is one thing. Bainunatul Kubra. This solo I explain this. That only the things here happens, meaning the word happens because the woman's no marriage and divorce should come naturally without planning. Second time wife is getting marriage, that have to be without any plan to make a halal for first husband. That natural nikah, going place, going right now, or mashallah, as a first husband divorce her, divorce happened from second husband also, after that only the first husband can take his wife again to under his custody. This is the most important things nowadays, discipline. What kind of discipline we have to manage? May Allah protect all of us from this kind of thing. Make our life as a comfort. Make our life as a peaceful life. In case of divorce, how we have to practice Islam in our divorce life. This is the thing. First thing, discipline, rules to obey during the divorce period. He should not divorce his wife when she has a menstrual period. I think she has to be clean. And when she has the period, this is already explained, you have to maintain this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, Surah Al-Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this, Oh Prophet, when you are people divorce woman, divorce them when the period of iddah may started. And connect the period of iddah and after. And fear Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Surah Al-Talaq, in the fifth ayah, you can't divorce your wife, you can't make a divorce when she is in a pregnancy period, in a menstrual period. Then what if the divorce woman have iddah? It's a waiting period. To get second marriage, she have to be wait
First, it is duration is usually Allah. Iddah period is a waiting period. It is three categories. Sometimes when you are divorcing your wife, wife can be a pregnancy period. If she is a pregnant woman, she have to be maintained. The iddah period should be up to the delivery of the baby. If divorce happened today, day after tomorrow delivery happened, iddah period is finished. If divorce had happened today, after 9 months only the delivery is going on, iddah period should be the 9 months. Okay, second category of the woman, the normally they have a menses coming, they have to wait 3 periods up to the for the iddah. That is when the situations are coming, that we have to consider about the scholars about that matter. I think if they have a no menses for the elderly or the young, sometimes you can give your daughter in a marriage under the age of 6 or 7, no problem. But on that category, if you are going for the divorce, they have to be wait in the iddah 3 calendar months. This is the iddah period for the, they have to maintain during the iddah, duration of the iddah. This is the most important part. Only I have to explain this. It is not lawful for you to take back any form what you have given them. When divorce is going on, already you gifted something to your wife. Even the jewelry, even the clothes, even the property, as I mentioned, the house first time. You given the old property. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Almighty saying, you can't take back what you given to your wife. That is their property as a gift you already given. What happened now? They are taking all those things. They are sending, taking. They can't send, we can't take. If you gifted something to anybody, rather than father, if father given something as a gift to the son, he can take back. That is his right. But anyone, even the husband, if given to anything for the wife, wife, husband can't take back in any kind of situation, even though in divorce period also. Okay, this is the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things in the Quran, mentioned in the Quran. And after the meantime, we have to maintain the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the subhanallah. This situation, may Allah protect all of us. Allah, in this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking in the Quran about our kids. In the separation, husband going away, wife going away, they both become as an ajnabi. But what is the situation of our kids? Where they are, they are in front of the mosque. They are in front of the mosque. They are in an orphanage. They are in a hostel. They are in a grandfather's house. But Quran talking about that. This is an interesting topic. Quran talking about this whole concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, soon after talaq, Allah talking in the Quran about the about feeding. About the breastfeed. Soon after divorce. That is whose responsibility. For how many days if divorce happened, wife passed away, children, kids, they have to be looked after. Whose responsibility? This all Quranic concept, brother. Otherwise, be aware from the divorce. You can get a beautiful wife. She can get a beautiful husband. But your kids can't get any kind of parents in the dunya. You are the parents forever. Here and after also, they will call on your name only. Inna Rudiya Mahan Fulan Ibn Fulan. Your name should be the surname for them. That wise, be careful. This is a very, very serious issue. People are enjoying, but kids are 5, 6, 7 kids are. They are in a troubled situation, in a critical situation. They are facing the problem. Just you go in front of the Vedlavatta Mosque. How many ladies in front of the mosque? They are asking something, help. They have kids, 4, 5 kids. Ask, interview with them, what happened for you. They will say the history. They will show the full history for you. They will say, my husband divorced me with the 5 kids. He not sending me a food. all those things are with me. If anybody wants this presentation, you can contact Brother, what's his name? Huh? Brother Ilham or Brother Muad, Mubarak Mulay's son is here. He will give the printed document to Ummul Tarwang, inshallah. You can order and take it from him, inshallah. May Allah protect all of Ummah from these evil things. Finally, after the divorce, how you have to discuss things. I need about 2-3 hours to discover that all those things. And inshallah, if anybody interests, we will repeat this, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.